because he's got born again. These people hate Christians. I mean, there's powers of darkness, these nations that hate us because we stand for God and we got God and we stand for freedom. Don't the Bible say whom the Son is set free is what? Free. We stand for freedom. God stands for freedom. But that's okay. We need to be aware of all of that. Everybody don't love the church. Everybody don't love God. Everybody don't, I mean, I was thinking about it today. I thought people in Bluntsville, they don't love God. They joined a church in 1947 and ain't went to church in 30 years. Don't tell me you love God. I'm not going to bite it. I'm not going to bite that bullet. I'm not going to judge you. You go right ahead and you go on. But we're going to move on and we're going to know. We're going to know the state of where we are. Say, he said, having therefore obtained help of God, I continue unto this day. That's where we are today. If it had not been for God, some of us wouldn't be here tonight. We wouldn't be here. We would probably, some of us be dead. Some of us, I mean, we would be broke. Ain't nobody in here broke and busted. They are over in India. They ain't got a car. We're rich over here to them. I mean, wealthy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, witnessing both to small and great, saying none of these things than those which the prophets and Moses did say should come. Go ahead, Zach. Now this is after he told all this. Did you get the next verse? Let me see what I got. Let's see what it is. Verse 27 and 28. Yeah. Now this is after he told what the Lord had did. King Agrippa, believest thou the prophets? I know that thou believest, King Agrippa. I know you do. He felt the power. King Agrippa felt the power of God when Paul was telling this stuff. See, when we're persuaded of something of the Lord, and we tell about it not out of head knowledge and all that, because it's on the inside of us, people feel that. They feel it. I know that thou believest. Then Agrippa said to Paul, almost thou persuaded me to be a Christian. Hallelujah. That's powerful. This dude would all, I mean, here he is a prisoner. I mean, he is a prisoner for this. You know, how many of us, we're prisoners for the Lord. That's what Paul said. I'm a prisoner for the Lord Jesus. But he had the power. They couldn't kill him. I mean, the dude, he told him, he said, I'm going to send you and you to the people and all of that. I mean, he's got a journey here. We got a journey here. Each one of us, we're called for a purpose. Not some of us might not be preachers. You might not be the fivefold, but you're disciples of the Lord.
Right.
I mean, I believe there's apostles and prophets in here. I believe Lord raising them up. There's a set time God has in training and putting us into a place to where we start operating in the things God has for us.
Amen.
You almost now persuaded me to be a Christian. Even on telling, I wish all of y'all would and all of them around you. I mean, and I believe Paul really meant it. I mean, here he is before a king, you know, and I mean in bonds, you know, in prison, and they're fixing to ship him off, you know, in a ship, you know. That happened too. Give me the next one, Zach. I believe that's Acts 28, maybe. Whatever it is. Whatever my next one is. Yeah, let's do this one. As such to do wickedly against the covenant, this is Daniel, shall he corrupt by flattery. But the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. And I looked that word strong. I never looked it up, but I felt led to look it up. Now, we just see Paul here. We see him. He knows God. And he's doing exploits.
Amen.
I mean, this guy's fixing to turn that known world upside down through the power of God. And Paul goes on in Corinthians and he tells them, I didn't come with enticing words of man's wisdom. In other words, I don't talk good. I don't know what he meant by that. You know, but he's saying, I didn't come with just my natural words and all that. I come with demonstration of the Spirit and the power.
Glory to God.
He knew that his life was empowered by the Lord. And I'm telling you, you got to know that your life is empowered by the Lord. Don't just walk around feeling normal and you're just going through normal life and all of that. You go through that, but you be aware on the inside, because the Bible says we can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. The word strong means, Daniel had already been in the lion's den up to this point. Daniel had already been in there and seen the mouths of the lion stopped by an angel. He done been in that lion's den. And they threw people in that and they would tear them up, break their bones. I read it. I mean, they would get eat and tore up and the bones eat and everything when they got thrown in that lion's den. And Daniel done been in the lion's den before this right here. And he says, but they that do know their God will be strong and do exploits. The word strong means powerful. And then it says, grow louder and stronger. I thought, that's us, Lord. Bless God, when trouble comes, we just get stronger and louder. Hallelujah. I told that guy, I said, you know what? I said, we just ate your cup of tea.
Right.
You got to find your cup of tea. That means find where God wants you. And then the fella goes on and he has problems with people. And I told him, I said, now, I said, you know, I said, it's probably not them. I said, it's you. Well, that made him mad. I didn't mean to. Well, got to tell the truth, right? Get stronger and louder. I'm not going to back down on it. I wasn't trying to offend him. But God put me with people and got me straightened up like I am. He put me with people when I'm kind of a loner and let me work out the salvation that God has put in here, where I can work with anybody. I can worship with Baptist and Methodist and Catholic and Church of God and all of that. I mean, he put me in amongst all of that. And I thought they were all wrong. So I got a little bit of experience in it, Johnny. I said, no. I said, the problem's not everybody else. You're the problem. Well, he just figured I wasn't going to, you know, well, I'm just one man. I mean, hey, we can get along, you know. He said, well, I'm just going to cut it off right here so we can stay buds. I said, cut it off where you want to. I ain't leaving. I didn't know that. I'm here, baby. I like a good challenge. Yeah. Thank God. Hallelujah. Right? Especially when it's the kingdom.
Right.
You got me now. You got something I really love. I love the kingdom. I love the Lord. I love the Word of God. And I'm not going to water it. And I'm not going to hear it watered.
Right.
Now, if I don't know, I'll back down. I don't know about that. I'll tell you the truth. I don't really know. But what I know, I know.
Amen.
And I'm going to be firm. And you must too. Right. Somebody tells you tithing don't work, say, talk to the hand because the ear is not listening. Amen. Slap them with it. Talk to this, baby. Told the guy when he's putting the phone line in, you can't preach Malachi 3 to the church. I said, you're 13 years too late to tell me that. I said, you ain't studied the Bible. You think it's under the law? I said, it wasn't even under the law. And then I went on and told him, I said, don't read Psalms 23, baby. It was under the law. You better get on there and pass to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. I said, but I'm going to do the Word of God from Genesis to Revelation. I'm not going to do it because I have to. I'm not going to do it because of a bunch of rules and regulations. I said, Jesus done away with all of them for me. He took them all on himself so that I stand in the freedom therewith where Christ has made me free. And I'm not going to be yoked down with that law. I said, I didn't start in under the law, didn't know nothing about it until somebody explained it to me. I said, I've been tithing for 13 years. I said, I'm blessed going in, blessed going out, blessed in the city, blessed in the field. I said, you're 13 years too late to convince me of that. I said, I bet you don't give as much to the kingdom right now as you did before when you was tithing. I said, go figure it up. Made him mad. I wonder if he cut her phone. He was getting paid on the reason to cut it on. But you know, if he hadn't, if I'd have went to fasting and got another company. I'm dead set. I'm going to do the will of God.
Amen.
That, like that guy, he said, well, you got the core people over there. I said, that's warriors over there.
Amen.
That's what I told that fellow. I said, they're warriors. He said, I am. I'm a warrior. I said, I don't know about you. I said, you're talking about that church now. I know about it.
Right.
I said, I know they are. I said, I don't know if you are or not.
Right.
Well, I can't tell him I do. I don't know.
Right.
But I know y'all. You love the Lord. You go through challenges. You don't quit. You don't give up. You might have been discouraged, but you got up and you rely on the power of God. And you get back in the power of God and walk in the power of God. And I told him, I said, that's how we do this kingdom, together. And you know the only reason I'm passionate about that? Because the Bible says we've been called out, called together. So I'm not a loner free bird. And then I looked at him and I said, you know, I said, Jesus, I said, every born again person that is born again, I said, they don't belong to theirself anymore. I said, I looked straight in the eye. I said, you've been bought with a price. According to you, you're a Christian. You've been bought with a price. You do not belong to yourself anymore. You belong to the Lord.
Amen.
I said, and as far as I'm concerned, I'm going to do the will of God.
Glory to God.
He said, I am too. I said, I don't know if you are or not. It's up to you. I mean, it's up to you.
Right.
It's up to me, Johnny.
Yep.
But if I rely on the power of God like the Apostle Paul, see, we have it pretty easy here in the United States. But we see some guys here, when it does get rough here, we can get in there. We can get rough with the enemy. We can get rough with things. We can be aggressive, hallelujah. I mean, I'm aggressive right now in my business. I made some phone calls, but God, and I told them how it is, you know. I sure did. I mean, you're not going to make me look bad. You're not going to destroy my name. I believed in the Bible that a good name is rather to be chosen. And I believe God for that. And I believe God down there when he told me, when he said, the hand of the diligent will bear root, son, but the slothful will be put to forced labor. I took those in there and let them become revelation and not head knowledge to me, and decided that I was going to be a diligent person, that I was going to be, and built God, working with God, and God working with me, helped me to build a good name, and they ain't no door company going to tear it down for me. Not one. So I just called the main guys, bypassed everybody, and one of the main guys, and I told him, you need to come to Alabama. Let's have a meeting. And then I told him, I said, well, you don't really have to come to Alabama. But I just let him know. I took me 3 months to get that door company up there to buy doors from you. And between me and him, we buy a lot of doors. Now, I wasn't loud like that, man. I'm preaching. But you know what? You cannot play around with your life. You believe God and fast. The Bible says the righteous are cowards.
No.
Scared of it, all face no conflict. No, we got to love conflict. Because the devil, he's a killing, stealing, and destroying. You better get a backbone on conflict and get up and get knowledge of the Word of God and stand on the Word of God in your workplace, with your kids, all this stuff. Hallelujah. He said they will be strong and do exploits. The word exploits means they will do extra supernatural things, not ordinary things. We're not ordinary people.
Amen.
I mean, I'm dealing with stuff now. I've got to have the mind of Christ on so that I'm clear where I'm at, clear what I want, clear where I'm going. I've got a vision, and that vision is going to come to pass. And I told Travis, I said, you know what? I said, I've been kind of cleaning house. I said, I might as well clean the whole thing out. Hallelujah. Not here. Everybody's good here. No, we're on the edge of the move of God here. You're on the edge of the move of God. If things have got tough in your life, see, don't quit and don't back up, because you are fixing to come into a breakthrough. God will always bring you to a breakthrough. He brought them to the Red Sea and then he rolled it back.
Yep.
He carried them across and then he destroyed the enemies.
Amen.
He brought them to the Jordan River and dried it up.
Right.
And then he told them to put 12 stones. He said, that'll be a reminder of this. And you know what? I guarantee you that, I mean, they didn't say, don't tell nobody. Just don't get in there and tell nobody what God done. That's dumb.
Right.
Takes a heathen to tell me don't testify in here.
Right.
That's what we come to church for. Some of us got a song. Some of us got a prophecy. Some of us got a testimony. See, we need to hear this stuff, what I'm telling you. It ain't because I'm upset and mad. I love people. But when it comes to the church and silencing our witness and our testimony and making us feel guilty because people quit church and God, what we did, could we have done anything? No. People choose to serve the Lord. The children of Israel chose to walk on, but their hearts wasn't with God. They was not in the power like Caleb and Joshua them was. Because when Caleb and Joshua got to the promises, they had faith in God to go in and take them giants down. They had faith in God. You know what? I just thought about this. I thought, hey, man, there was giants there. I bet you they moved in houses that were, their ceilings was 13 foot tall. They got big houses when they moved in there. I thought, I bet you they did, man. I mean, it had to be some big houses. Here are these little children of Israel walking down there, about to come out of broke land. Broke land. And then God said, I'm going to let you live in houses that you didn't build. You know, drink out the wells that you didn't dig. Hear the little broke butts going through there, man, whining all the way.
I hate you. God, we should have stayed back down. I shouldn't have ever got saved. Going to church, it's just boring.
No, it's because you ain't fasting and you ain't praying. You ain't seeking the Lord enough. I mean, I'm not trying to down anybody. But look, man, the Bible says that we will draw out of the wells of salvation. Draw out of it. Not just at church.
Amen.
Stay fired up. Get fired up. Fast. Pray. Seek the Lord. Meditate on some scriptures. Let it become past head knowledge down into your heart to where it's a revelation. Hallelujah. To where you're, it'll, listen, the Christ gave his life up. And then he came in us. And that same spirit that's willing to sacrifice is in me and you. But our flesh fights it.
Right.
Our flesh just fights it. So I told that fellow, I said, well, you know, you can come to men's meeting. All y'all do that on Saturday. Didn't I just tell y'all my Saturday's my off day? Didn't I? I've had an off day for 20-something years on Saturday. And here God wants to do it on Saturday.
Amen.
Right? I didn't say, I ain't going over there to that church doing on Saturday. I have to work all week. No, that'll get me popped up on Saturday.
Right.
That'll get me built up where when my Sunday and Monday comes, I'm like, woo, glory to God.
Right.
Hallelujah. Thank God with that man's meeting, man. I found out I'm a kingdom man.
Right.
I found out when I take authority, things start lining up in my house. I found that out Saturday. I already knew it, but that's good stuff. Just cause me want to beef up on it. Hallelujah. See, even though I know it, I'm getting fed. I'm enjoying it. The last men's meeting, I thought, this dude right here, I mean, if you pop the church in his living room, he won't show up. He got to go to the store. Hallelujah. Ain't no need to beat around the bush about it, are they? I mean, having men, that's one thing I heard out of that fellow. You know, something for just the men, trying to get me to move ahead of God. I told him, I said, well, when we feel led, it's been several months. I said, well, when we feel led, and we will.
Right.
I think that kicked him. Well, if you're going to wait on God, let it kick the world off. Wait. Right? If you don't hear from God, just wait and hear from God.
Right.
If you don't hear from God, just sit here. We sit here. We ain't doing nothing. We're waiting. We're waiting on his direction. Then when he says it, don't please nobody then. Wrong day, God. I don't care if you, I hope he logs in.
Amen.
I'm not preaching something that I don't want nobody to know. But God, it's the truth. Hallelujah. Listen, the church has got to get a backbone in the things of God and their stance. And the only way is to rely on and lean on the power of God. To where when the challenges come, like with Paul over there in the book of Acts, he appeared to me and told me, everywhere I go, there's going to be trouble. And I'm going to be in lots of mud. He said that none of these things move me. Well, pastoring, being married, I mean, I wanted to run from all of it. I mean, I wanted to quit business three or four weeks ago. Getting weaker, Johnny, weaker. This trouble let me get to me and to me and to me. You know, finally come to the point where I'm like, well, I'll be out of the will of God. Right. You quit your job and God ain't told you, you out of the will of God. I don't care what anybody says. Right. You out of the will of God. And if people, if everybody gets on your nerves, everybody's getting on your nerves, except for your little church butts here, it's not them, it's you. I mean, you gotta get before the Lord, and you gotta say, Lord, I've got a problem here, Lord. I'm not like you, like I need to be in this right here, Lord, because everybody's not the problem, Lord. Right. Lord, I know some people get on our nerves every now and then, you know. That's probably normal. But if it's everybody's on our nerves, it's us. It's us.
Right.
Ooh, let's stop that. Hallelujah. Daniel had already been in the lion's den. That's why we pray. He said, those that do know their God.
Right.
He didn't say those that say they're Christian.
Right.
He said, those that do know their God will be strong. Somebody say strong.
Strong.
And do exploits. And knowing God is, they went out, I think it was over there in Hosea. He said, if we follow on to know the Lord and find out his ways and find knowledge of him, then will we be strong and he'll restore us and he'll heal us. He said, as we continue on to grow and know the Lord. See, that's why for praying and fasting and listening to preaching, you know, and turning off secular music and stuff. And I'm not saying it's sin, I'm just telling you. You know, that stuff, it don't feed your spirit. You do what you want to. We can do anything we want to, you know. But going into the things of consecrating our hearts towards the Lord is the most powerful thing we can do after we're born again. Reading that word, praying, fasting. I thought about it. I thought, Lord, if it's okay with you, if it's in the call of fast to the church, just call it a fast. You know, we'll fast for about a month. You know, taking turns, you know, everybody, we'll do it. We'll be praying about that. I believe if we'll fast and pray, I believe we'll see things happen. All through the book of Acts, they fasted and they prayed. And the Holy Spirit sent them out. The Holy Spirit. They would fast and pray and seek the Lord. Hallelujah. And then the Holy Spirit would begin to give them direction and the instruction of the Lord. And all of that worked that they got instruction from the Lord. Give me that, Acts 28. Exploits means to take action, do extraordinary things. The supernatural kingdom works in and on our lives. This is the Apostle Paul again here. And when they were escaped, this is after they'd been on the ship and shipwrecked, and now they're on the island. And supernatural things happened. Paul told them, let's don't leave. It's not going to be good. They wouldn't listen to Paul. He's a prisoner. But he knows God. He's on a journey. Well, they get out there. The storm rose. And I mean, they threw stuff off the ship. The ship was being torn apart. And an angel of the Lord appeared to Paul and told him, don't tell everybody. Ain't nobody going to lose their life. The ship's going to be tore up. Just stay calm. And that happened. Now they're on the island here. And when they were escaped, then they knew that the island was called Melitia. And then the Barnabas people showed us no light kindness. The people wasn't even good. Barnabas people. For they kindled a fire and received us everyone because of the present rain and because of the cold. And when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, there came a vapor out of the heat and fastened on his hand. What is that? And when the barbarians saw the venomous beast hang on his hand, they said among themselves, no doubt this man is a murderer, whom he had escaped the sea. Yet vengeance suffered not to live. And he shook off the beast into the fire and felt no harm. Howbeit, they looked when he should have swollen and fallen down dead suddenly. But after they had looked a great while and saw no harm come to him, they changed their minds and said he was a god. And right after this, they brought sick people to him. And he healed them. Paul healed them 2 inches after that. But I want you to notice something. These heathens was watching. The world's watching us.
Right.
People in our families are watching us. See how we're reacting to things and believe how we're believing God and all that. They're watching. Right. And they seen Paul take that viper. And some scholars say that's the most venomous viper in the world. That most people just drop dead. They swell up right quick and drop dead. You know, through that. And Paul swings that thing off in the fire. And I heard a sermon one time. He shook it off in the fire, is what the Bible says. I heard a sermon one time, shake it off. You know, and I thought, shake off what? Everything. So I thought about it. I thought, well, I shook off poverty. I shook off fear. I used to be fearful of weather and all kinds of stuff. Fearful of everything. And I took the scripture and I said, God has not given me a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. And I went over and over that. And I eat that. And I meditated on that. And you know what? Working with the Lord. And then when something come up to make me fearful, I would speak it out. And I would say, God's not given me a spirit of fear.
Amen.
And you know what? I don't fear now. There's just not a whole lot I fear. And that's not because I'm big. I'm a little guy. I think I shrunk a half inch. But Paul shook it off. See, you got to shake off negativity. You got to shake off lack. You got to get it out of your mind, praise God. And feeling weak and feeling insecure and all that. You got to shake all that off. You got to get in that word, get you some sermon going on or something to where you're shaking this stuff off. You say, no weapon formed against me will prosper. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Get on it. Get up. Get to saying it. Get to speaking it. So that see, the sower sows the word. We can sow. I mean, people don't get it. Some people don't get it. What we're saying is bringing us a harvest in the future. That's why I don't go around saying, I'm an economy's bad. It's getting bad. Interest rates are fixing to go. It's going up. Inflation's going up. Now they're saying on the news because of Putin's war over there that there's a crisis over there for food that's coming on over here in the United States. You know what I said? Not in my house today. It can get all over grocery stores, but God will supply for me. God will take care of me. God will. But now I'm not going to move by fear either. You can't move by fear or none of that. You got to stay steadfast in the Lord. See what the Lord's saying. Some people are going to run and get all the milk, and they're going to go get all the canned stuff. They're going to go get it all. They're not thinking about nobody but themselves. We'll starve to death. What about the rest of us? No, we got to be led by the Spirit of God. The Bible says those that are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. And you know what? He turned that island upside down. The Apostle Paul goes on. He's over there preaching the gospel, man. He's probably giving his testimony about all he knew, I guess.
Right.
Telling the man, God knocked me off that donkey. Appeared to me and I was a bad guy, man. You know, and I was killing God's people. That's what he was doing. He thought he was serving God against the church. I think there's a lot of thinking they are Christians out there like that now.
Right.
They think they know God better than all the rest of us. They think we shouldn't have church on Saturday. They just don't know Sabbath is Saturday. Shouldn't have church on Monday. Jesus becomes church every day.
Right.
I mean, if the Lord says have it Monday through Friday, we'll have church Monday through Friday. Some churches are going. I just heard Andrew Womack. He said, I've been believing progressively. He said, you can call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. He said, and we're here for you. We believe for a long time. They was believing to expand where somebody had a crisis, some of the people had a crisis at night. They could pray with them.
Hallelujah.
Church is going 24/7 now. Not like we think, these services. What if God tells us, go ahead and start healing school? Go ahead and start classes, men's classes, women's classes, through the week. And he tells y'all, come by, you're out there fishing. He says, follow me. They left their jobs. They sure did. He went down there and broke up their whole life. Follow me. I'm going to make you fishers of men. He asked them, quit your jobs. I know you've been fishing all your life. I know you're a fisherman. I know you don't know how to win people to Jesus. I know you don't know how to be fishers of men, but I'm going to empower you. I'm going to give you favor, and I'm going to give you grace. Hallelujah. See, the power of God is residing in us. Just like, and I thought about it, I thought, Lord, that's what I asked you one time. I said, Lord, where's the power I've seen in Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and in Jesus, and in Matthew, Mark, and all of these? And the Lord spoke to me, and he said, it's in you. He said, and when you need that power, lean on it, and it'll be there. And I'm telling you, it always has been. I was telling Travis today, because of the economy and this and that, you know, and I was telling him, I said, God always takes care of us. See, if you don't say nothing but that, you'll stay in faith. Right. Somebody says something, God take care of me. Right. They'll say, what about me? I don't know. Can he? Don't make them mad. Good Lord, you won't have no friends in this kingdom. See, the Bible says those that are open to the Holy Spirit, even the sons of God. So I want to encourage you. We're in the power of God. Walk in it. Think it. I mean, start thinking, Christ in me, the hope of glory. Glory to God, I'm not just me. I've been bought with a price, and I'm in the Lord. I'm in the Lord's hands. I'm in the will of the Lord. And Lord, here am I. I'm here to command, Lord. Whatever you want, Lord, I know you'll do the right thing in my life. Just here's my life. Just do whatever you want to do, Lord. Just tell me what you want me to do. And if you don't tell you nothing, just pursue and occupy. Hallelujah. So don't let this present age start rocking your world. Don't let it. They shoving Ukraine out there. They war over there all the time. Them countries are constantly over there battling. That's where Abraham and Sarah, the Ishmael, they're Ishmaels. Out of the promises of, not doing it the way God said, brought them Ishmael. They're Ishmael. They want God. They hate God. They hate us because we are for God and with God. But that's okay. Look at little Israel over there. They can't do nothing with that little country. Right. Man, they're God's chosen people. I mean, president after president was going to make that the cap, whatever it is over there, and Trump come in and done it. Right. Battle for the land. And the enemy wants God's land out of our heart. He wants the kingdom out. He don't want us for why? Because we're fixing to win people to Jesus. People are fixing to come to the kingdom of God. I just quoted that. I just said that to the Lord. I said, Lord, when you started off, I felt led to let you start off. I told the Lord today, I said, Lord, it's not looking good in the natural people. I said, but I don't look at the natural. I said, thank you, Lord. They're coming from the north, the south, the east, and the west.
Amen.
To be connected to where you're. And Lord, those that are supposed to, they're coming back. They're going to get back in the will of God. They're going to get back in and gear back up, Lord. They're going to. And then you get up here and you said that. You know, and I said, yes, Lord. I said, I received it. It's happening. Praise God. So I want to encourage you, praise God. You stay looking forward and you're in the power of God. Don't just take these as stories out of the Bible. These are written for our examples, the Bible says.
Right.
So that we will have the knowledge of the God that sent us, that was with these guys, that was in these guys, and working in their lives. Hallelujah. Let's bow our heads. Father, we praise you. And we just thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the power.